Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church honors a saint that is not real well known, Saint Olivia of Palermo. She lived in the 9th century. She was a martyr. She had been kidnapped as a very young girl, taken to Tunisia, and converted Muslims. When she converted her executioner, she was put to death. She was beheaded. She is very much revered by both Christians and Muslims in the world today. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we do take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience, looking back in the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way. We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness. We ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who causes the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Kings. At the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. But the word of the Lord came to him, "Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord will be passing by." A strong and heavy wind was rending the mountains and crushing rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After fire, there was a tiny whispering sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. A voice said to him, "Elijah, why are you here?" He replied, "I have been most zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. But the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." The Lord said to him, "Go, take the road back to the desert near Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king of Aram, and then you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king of Israel, and Elisha, the son of Zaphat of Abel-Meholada, as prophet to succeed you." The word of the Lord. I long to see your face, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, the sound of my call. Have pity on me and answer me. Of you my heart speaks, you my glance seeks. I long to see your face, O Lord. Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not in anger repel your servant. You are my helper. Cast me not off. I long to see your face, O Lord. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. I long to see your face, O Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shine like lights in the world, and you hold on to the word of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than have your whole body go into Gehenna." It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The last couple of days, we've been hearing from the Gospel of Matthew. And really, the thrust of the Gospels have been to follow commandments. A couple days ago, Jesus says, "Do you think I've come to abolish the law and the prophets?" "No, I've come to fulfill them." That fulfillment takes place in Jesus himself. Don't take lightly not following the commandments. I believe it was yesterday's gospel that says, whoever does not follow the commandments will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And if you teach others to do so, you're going to be called least. You want to be called great and get to heaven? Then we follow the commandments, and we teach others to follow the commandments as well. We've got a commandment again in today's gospel, and for some people, it's tough to hear these words. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't know somebody who is in a situation where they are divorced. They may have remarried. Jesus seems to be very hard, and we might even say, why is he talking so tough to these people that want to follow him and love him very much? But I think Jesus holds up a high level of what it means to be faithful. And we can't always reach that level of faithfulness to the commandments and the gospel that Jesus would like. But that doesn't mean that we don't keep trying to follow those commandments as best as we possibly can. And sometimes, for some people, it's extremely difficult. In just a moment of quiet prayer, we bow our heads for a moment, asking us to be as faithful as we possibly can to the gospel message, to the commandments, the Old Testament commandments, the New Testament commandments of loving God and loving our neighbor. It isn't always easy to do, but it's what we're called to. Jesus sets a very high plateau if we decide that we want to be his disciples. And let us pray that we are worthy of being his disciples by being faithful to him and to what it is he teaches. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For Pope Francis and our bishops, that Mary, our mother, will guide them and help heal the church and the world of its afflictions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
for our government leaders that they will protect and defend the most vulnerable in our society, especially the unborn. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity, to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the hospitalized, the homebound, and those with special needs, that those who are unable to care for themselves will be given great love and compassion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Marilyn Wad, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. For the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all the Holy Church.
O Lord, who gained for yourself a people by adoption through the one sacrifice offered once for all, bestow graciously on us, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace in your church, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all of your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels as in joyful celebration we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Olivia, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a greeting of peace. Together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. stand now to conclude our prayer. Complete within us, O Lord, we pray, the healing work of your mercy, and graciously perfect and sustain us so that in all things we may please you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thank you, God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear into our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
This person said, I was diagnosed in 2020 with stage 4 carcinoma, kidney cancer, and it was my left kidney, my left adrenal gland, the liver and lungs and brain. I was about to enter a clinical trial, and I had a difficult decision to make. My liver enzyme skyrocketed so high that it disqualified me for the trial, and I began regular treatments in my hometown. But that was God's That was the first of God's directions. I started to live a life with cancer. My life totally changed, but for the better. I was able to restore relationships with siblings. I found my way back to the Catholic faith. I began to go to Mass and confession. I was introduced to Relevant Radio and to this beautiful prayer, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and I prayed it. I prayed it a lot. And although my life changes or I had troubles, I could feel Jesus leading me in the right direction. As of right now, I'm in remission. I've had surgery to remove my kidney. I have monthly immunotherapy treatments, changed my diet. I found an alternative treatment, all of which I feel was part of the Lord's plan. I'd never been in pain, lost my hair, been nauseous or truly any difficult days. The doctor looked at my chart a few days ago and said, you must have a lot of people praying for you. I just smiled and said to him, yes, I do. But God played a role in my health, and I would not be here if he had not given me this opportunity. He has truly answered my prayers, and I am so grateful for that. And I just love this. Just thank you, Drew, and everyone on Relevant Radio for your prayers and for your inspiration.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Prayer really saved our relationship too, because we had a real rocky, we've been married now 10 years, and our first, you know, 8.5 years were really difficult. It even got, it was almost embarrassing. Our daughter brought home something around Christmas time last year, what they said in school about what they want for Christmas, and our daughter wanted her mom and dad to get, you know, stop fighting and love each other. You know, so it's very embarrassing when she brings something like that home that she shared at school. But, you know, a couple years ago, we started praying the rosary every day about 2 years ago. But my wife really encouraged us to do it together as we should start, just me and her praying it together every day. And boy, I fought it for about a year because I really didn't want to do it. My heart wasn't in it, but it started to melt away, you know, my hardness. And all of a sudden, you know, I started praying it because I wanted to pray it. And, you know, we were very different, a very different couple. I mean, we didn't have a lot in common, but, you know, somehow through all this prayer, we don't even see any differences anymore. We don't argue anymore. We don't have any fight. You know, if we do have something we disagree on, we talk about it in front of our kids and we come to an agreement and everybody's happy with it. And I don't even remember any differences between us anymore. So it's the power of that rosary, I believe, that has saved our marriage.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Contribute to the work of Relevant Radio. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com.
Or donate by using the Relevant Radio app.